the processional hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Welcome, everybody, to this parish church on this Easter Day morning as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Almighty God,
to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace.
Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, beginning at verse 17. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat. For like the days of a tree, the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity. For they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We sing the Easter anthems.
Thank you.
The epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
The gradual hymn, Take Heart, Friends and Neighbours, Now 'Tis Eastertide. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of our risen Lord, amen. Have you ever heard the expression, the audacity of hope? If it sounds familiar, that may be because it became famous some years back as the title of President Barack Obama's autobiography. But the phrase itself appears to have originated in a sermon by Pastor Dr. Jeremiah Wright. And again, to add another layer, in that sermon, Dr. Wright was reflecting on a painting by an artist called G.F. Watts, titled Hope. Hope shows a woman sitting on top of the world, playing a harp. In her case, the top of the world is not a comfortable or privileged position. The woman's clothes are in tatters. She is cut and wounded. Her head is bandaged and her eyes blindfolded. Even the harp that she holds is damaged. It is only one string remaining. It's a picture of despair, a reminder of the pain in the world.
Perhaps there have been times when we can identify with the pain and helplessness of this lonely figure. Like when we lose a loved one, when faced with illness, when a relationship breaks down. Times when we feel like our world is ending. And what about the globe on which she perched? Its appearance is bleak, a murky color. We can relate. There is so much darkness in our world. We cannot ignore the realities of war, poverty, inequality, and environmental destruction. We live in a time of increasing upheaval and division, with hateful rhetoric becoming more widespread. That is the reality of our world, the world represented in the painting. And yet it is titled Hope. The woman clings to her harp. Her grip is strong. A ray of light illuminates her face. Her head is inclined towards the harp, as though hearing the remnants of music, and the solitary remaining string hints that it will be played again. Dr. Wright described the painting as follows. With her clothes in rags, her body scarred and bruised and bleeding, her harp all but destroyed, and with only one string left, she had the audacity to make music. To take the one string you have left and to have the audacity to hope, even though you can't see what God is going to do. That's the real word God will have us hear. Hope is at the heart of the Easter message. Easter is a time of hope and new beginning, a time to throw open the doors and let the light in. As followers of Jesus, we enter into the story of that first Easter morning. When we join the disciples in today's gospel, it is still dark. The disciples are experiencing deep sadness at the loss of this friend and teacher in whom they had placed so much hope. When Mary Magdalene and the others visit the tomb, Jesus is not there. Sometimes we feel the absence of God in our world, yet out of this uncertainty comes faith and hope. The disciples see and believe, and they begin to look at the world in a new way. The resurrection of Jesus is God's affirmation that victory does not rest with the world's victors, but with us, its victims. This Jesus who is raised is the one who challenges the status quo and tells us the last will be first, who sides with the poor, the mistreated, the ignored. We are challenged to model our lives on this vision of Jesus, to shine light into the darkness and bring hope to an uncertain world. The resurrection tells us that even the most desperate situations can be redeemed. God has made all things new. Where do we see signs of hope in the world? We reflect today on the many shining examples of people and movements who are working and fighting to change the world for the better. Where can we ourselves be signs of hope? What are the situations in the world around us that we are called to bring light to? This Easter morning, like the disciples, like the woman in the painting, we begin again, we play on, and we dare to hope. The writer Bonnie Thurston puts it like this. We disciples are to be like the women at the tomb. We follow. We see differently. We are given a new vision and a message to declare. If we fall or fail, it only matters if we don't get up and start over. We begin again and again and again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. While the congregation are seated, the choir will sing the anthem, Easter Praise. Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for the church as we celebrate Christ's resurrection. Today we especially remember David, our bishop. This diocese, and in particular this group of parishes, and our linked diocese of Merida in South Sudan. We pray for all Christian communities that they may experience a renewed spirit of commitment and faith. Wherever there is religious persecution, darkness or despair, may the golden dawn of the resurrection transform all things. Lord of life, we pray that in a world which we have filled with violence and hostility, the joy of resurrection may be made known. We pray for Ukraine, Yemen, Israel, and Gaza, and other places where there is war or conflict. We pray for love in response to hatred, for trust in place of suspicion, and for reconciliation where there are tensions and division. Lord of life, we pray for our local communities, our schools, businesses, and homes. May the light of Easter illumine the shadows of our relationships so that the love which conquers death may bind us together in a spirit of mutual respect and understanding. Lord of life, we pray for those who are ill, those who are lost, those who are weary or sick in body or mind. In particular, we pray for the king as his treatment for serious illness continues. We pray for those who are frightened or who are without faith to sustain them. We pray for all victims of natural disasters, especially in Myanmar. Give your Easter peace to all who are in need, that they may find life and wholeness in your saving strength. Lord of life, we remember those who have died, those whose faith sustained them in life. May we too rediscover the hope which makes us fully alive and attuned to the power of your risen Son. Lord of life, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table. Have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Today, in the loose collection, there is another chance of contributing to relief to the suffering people of Myanmar following the devastating earthquake. this is a literally dire situation, and in common with the rest of parishes in the Church of Ireland, we are being asked to contribute as generously as we can. Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn, "At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing Praise to Our Victorious King." Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And above all, we praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. By dying, he destroyed our death. By rising, he restored our life. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing.
Holy, 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 Lord God of all,
Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded.
We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to sing. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gate of everlasting life. God the Son, who in rising from the grave has won a glorious victory, give you joy as you share the Easter faith. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you. At this juncture, may I first of all utter a sincere and heartfelt word of thanks to all who provided the magnificent flowers and greenery and other items, and who gave of their time and talents in decorating the church so beautifully and so magnificently for this Easter festival. It never ceases to amaze me how in the midst of something very familiar, there's always something different, and this year is no exception. So thank you to everyone involved in providing this magnificent backdrop to what is taking place today. No service such as this would be complete without the music. Our very grateful thanks to our organist, Tim Howe, and to the choir, particularly for the lovely anthem. To our various readers, and to all of you who by your presence have contributed to this joyful celebration of Easter. In liturgical terms, of course, Easter isn't just today or even the weekend. It's a season lasting 50 days right up to the Feast of Pentecost. Next week will be the second Sunday of Easter. At 10 o'clock, there will be a service, Risen with Christ, which is an Easter devotional of readings, anthems, and hymns for choir and congregation. We had a similar event last week on Palm Sunday of Passiontide readings and music. And different people have expressed their appreciation of that. One in particular said it was very moving. And I have no doubt that this Eastertide version of this will be just so as well. So I do encourage you to come next Sunday at 10 o'clock. Looking a bit ahead to Wednesday the 30th of April from 11 to 12:30, there will be the Wednesday Club in the parochial hall with George Galloway speaking on Lillian Medge, a Lisburn suffragette. And to the following Wednesday the 7th of May, that is the eve of Victory in Europe Day. At 7:30 here in church, there will be a service of remembrance and thanksgiving to mark the 80th anniversary of VE Day, with the Bailey's Mills Accordion Band and Anna Hill Primary School Choir participating. There'll be a celebratory supper afterwards in the parochial hall. While there are quite a few yet around with memories, nonetheless, those with personal memories of that event are diminishing in the natural order of things. And it is important that those of us of all ages and at all stages who weren't around then but are now very much carrying on the tradition of that time, that we become aware and highlight an important event such as this. So I do commend that to you. Wednesday, the 7th of May, 7:30 here in church. And may I wish you all and your families and all those whom you love a very peaceful and blessed Easter. The recessional hymn, "The Whole Bright World Rejoices Now." Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.